Fred Peterson.
Okay, I'm going to read a poem from Pittsburgh Poetry Society's contest, which was subject matter of the contest was sitting in an easy chair. Now, how do you write a poem about sitting in an easy chair? This is my poem. This bough won't break, this cradle won't fall. It's restful enough in this soft chair, although it hasn't much charm. There's snippets of old musty mohair sticking out of a hole in one arm. The springs are not too resilient and don't bounce back up like they should. New ones would be much more silent, but then that might make them too good. It's the chair Mama rocked me to sleep in and nursed me in till I was three. The rockers still have their creaking. Silence wouldn't be right for me. If it were to be reupholstered, it might be the prettiest thing. It would certainly be better bolstered, but would not have that old-fashioned zing. I think I'll just keep this old treasure, with warts and all still intact, to provide my moments of leisure, memories a new chair would lack.
We're going to change the order. Is M.A. here? Where's M.A.? Oh, there you are. I'm hunting for you. Come on. M.A. is, let's hear it for her, because she, you know, she's coming up here. Her soul's out here. Relax, kid. Let's read, okay?
Here I am. Hey, over here. Oh. Okay, I'm M.A., and my poem is called Mother May I. Mother, may I call you mother, not mum like the rest of your children? May I kiss you? May I open the door? May I answer the phone? May I open the oven, peel the potatoes for the same meat we have every Sunday because Dad likes beef overcooked to strings? May I have a slice of the cake Aunt Anne is offering? May I sit in the front seat? May I get a library book? May I eat now? May I think? I don't know what to think when you look at me and don't smile, don't say you are loved. I am stamped defective. My lips are lines, eyes flat as photographs. Which homemade dress shall I wear? May I wear that hat to church? Does the green veil cover my face? My heart is too large for my body. How could you make me go to school with my dry as cotton, home-permed hair? I am taller than my teachers. I count my sins on my bones. Your ruined cake is me. Thank you.
I told you before, you're up here and it's the one place you gotta kind of always tell the truth, and it was great. Thank you. Next poet, my friend Nancy Esther James. Come on.
Ooh.
I think you got to stand.
Yes, I prefer to stand. Thank you. I got some compliments on this t-shirt today, even before I came here. It says, all God's critters got a place in the choir. And that, because people noticed this, that determined my decision about what poem I'm going to read. Saint Francis of the Bulletin Board. In this room of chairs circled for midweek worship, I may sit anywhere tonight. Choose to face first day school's collage. St. Francis in profile, white face round as a child's. Boxy straight legs beneath short brown paper robe. In a room down the hall, Buddhists who rent that space clack blocks of wood together begin their chant. Gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha. An oversized bunny floats before Francis's face. A white origami bird spreads wings above his head. Gate, gate, paragate. I know this chant from another setting, a dance of peace, whose leader translated, "We are going, going, going farther." The Quaker children, fond of St. Francis, gave him two ducks, one white, one lizard spotted, and a blue butterfly on a cloud. Parasamgate Bodhisvaha, farther still on the path to Buddhahood. At the picture's upper corners, brother sun, yellow face, sister moon, white crescent, shed crayoned rays on Francis's pate. Now the Buddhists pause, fall silent as this room, where no one else has entered the circle tonight. One child printed her name on a card, now it's pasted near the saint's braided belt. I have company enough here tonight.
The next poet is a poet I really, really like and I really respect. Shirley Stevenson, please come on up here.
The same to you, Jim. I think music and poetry go together, and I was born in New Orleans, so I like to sometimes go to jazz. Swingin'. Count Basie says, just play along like you are cutting butter. 1 o'clock jump, Billy the Kid from Red Banks on the grand, Joe Jones on the drums, Lester Young on tenor sax, they loose the beat, embroider notes in mood indigo. Swinging the blues, some bands drop notes between the cracks, but the barons of rhythm riff their chords, end with a contrapuntal punch. Jumping at the woodside, syncopated thump, comping chords in Kansas City stride, the count cuts butter, right hand on the keys.
Artie, come on up here. Here, Artie, let's get it rolling
now. I want to dedicate this poem to last week. Remember how hot it was last week. And first I want to thank the four J's, Jimmy, Joan, Jay, and Judy, for making this such a great evening. This is called Hot Time in the Old Town. You think you know heat? Walk alone this summer in the Phoenix Zoo, or any zoo for that matter. You will smell the elephants, the hippos, and the giraffes, and they will smell you. Heat can make you crazy. I have seen old men clad only in shorts walk the city sidewalks barefooted. I have seen bicyclers plow into old ladies crossing on walk signs. I have seen old ladies beat bicyclers with big purses. I have seen groundhogs seek shade under tiny shrubs and shortly after leave the tiny green umbrellas, realizing the total futility of escaping the sun's stare. Thank you.